Support for Blues Unlimited comes from the generosity of our listeners and from our Bandcamp subscribers. More information about our extensive archive of more than 170 programs, all available for instant download access, is on the web at bluesunlimited.bandcamp.com. Welcome to Blues Unlimited. On this episode of Blues Unlimited, we're moving and grooving to the Hammond B3. And thanks to Booker T and the MGs for kicking off the show with their number one hit, Green Onions. Steve Cropper on guitar, with Al Jackson on the drums, and Booker T. Jones on the Hammond B3 organ. Recorded for Stax around the summer of 1962 in Memphis. Welcome to the show, it's Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today in the program, we're aiming the spotlight on the Hammond B3 organ. We've got a lot of exciting stuff lined up for you on today's program, pushing beyond the limits of blues and R&B just a little bit to bring you some classics from jazz, pop, and soul as well. Along the way, we'll hear some delightful rarities and a few number one smash hits just to liven things up a bit and keep you on your toes. The first Hammond organ, the Model A, was introduced in the United States in 1935 by inventor Lawrence Hammond. He originally intended it for use in radio broadcasting as a replacement for the piano in middle-class homes and an affordable substitute for the pipe organ in churches. In the mid-1950s, the B3 model was introduced, and it quickly found a home with keyboard players in blues, gospel, and jazz music circles. Production of the classic B3 model, the one that perhaps became the most famous, was discontinued in 1974, but not before some truly fantastic music was made, a lot of which we'll hear on tonight's program. So let's get right on with it. Coming up first, we'll hear from Fred Ford and James Wayne. We'll also hear from Doc Bagby and Sam Lazar. And kicking things off will be one of the most widely copied smash hits of the late 1950s, a tune called Honky Tonk. It was recorded for the King label in New York City, featuring Bill Doggett on the keyboards with Billy Butler and Clifford Scott on guitar and tenor sax, respectively. Honky Tonk Part 1 by Bill Doggett, that's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
Thank you. We'll be right back. been having bad luck and troubles ever since the day that I was born. Yeah, bad luck and trouble ever since the day I was born. Now my best gal and quit me, and my heart's all worn and torn. I served a sentence in California, people, for a crime I did not do. Yes, served a sentence in California, people, for a crime I did not do. I pleaded guilty to attempt burglary because they asked me to. I believe I joined the army just to let the Korean take aim at me. Yes, I believe I joined the army, people, just to let the North Koreans take aim at me. Cause I would rather be dead than to be living in misery.
All right, a nice rock and slice of rhythm and blues there, one called Freddy the Freeloader. That features Fred Ford on the sax. He was billed as Cleanhead Cootsie on the original 45, with a keyboard player who might very well possibly be Honeymoon Garner, a longtime musical buddy of Fred Ford and a fixture on the Memphis music scene for many years. From 1961, Fred Ford with Freddy the Freeloader. Before that, we heard another killer slice of rhythm and blues, courtesy of James Wayne. True Blues was cut for the Old Town label in New York City sometime around 1954. As with the last cut, we're not exactly sure who the organ player is here, but they certainly cast an affecting mood over the whole performance. From 1954, James Wayne with True Blues. Before that, we heard from Doc Bagby with one he cut for the King label in Cincinnati. As hard as we tried, we just couldn't nail down any additional details on the record, such as the side musicians who are playing some rather nice saxophone and guitar. Nonetheless, it's a delightful instrumental all the same, one called Hayride from 1955. Before that, we heard from a Hammond B3 player to come out of St. Louis, Sam Lazar, with Spaceflight Parts 1 and 2, his breakout single on the obscure Cawthron label. He would later go on to cut 3 albums worth of material for the Chess Brothers, some of it, as was this, in the company of jazz guitar legend Grant Green. From 1959, Sam Lazar with Spaceflight. Started off with one of the smash hits of 1956, Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett. It became one of the most widely covered tunes of all time after it reached and held the number one position for 13 weeks. Clifford Scott on the sax with Billy Butler on guitar and Bill Doggett on the keyboards. Cut for the King label in New York, June 1956. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, we're paying tribute to the Hammond B3 organ. Coming up next, we'll hear another rare 45 from Sam Lazar, a smash R&B hit from sax man King Curtis, with an organ prominently featured, of course. We'll hear one from jazz great Jack McDuff, the title track to his critically acclaimed prestige LP, The Honey Dripper, and starting things off will be one by Earl Hooker. Rockin' Wild is the name of the tune, and it features Johnny Big Moose Walker at the organ. All of that's coming your way right here on Blues Unlimited. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're listening to Blues Unlimited.
Thank you.
and a great pair of sides there from Sam Lazar off of his 1962 Argo single. We heard Camp Meeting, and before that, I Ain't Mad at You. The personnel on this probably includes Miller Brisker on the sax, with George Eskridge on the guitar, and Phil Thomas on the drums. Sam Lazar on the keyboards with Camp Meeting and I Ain't Mad at You. Before that, we heard one from legendary sax man King Curtis with his very first number one hit, Soul Twist. That features once again Billy Butler on the guitar, with Paul Griffin on the keyboards, and King Curtis on the sax. That was recorded for Bobby Robinson in New York City, probably in early 1962, and released on his Enjoy record label. Before that, we heard the title track off of Brother Jack McDuff's critically acclaimed prestige LP, The Honey Dripper. That features Jimmy Forrest on the tenor sax, with Grant Green on guitar, and jazz keyboard legend Jack McDuff on the Hammond B3. From 1961, Jack McDuff with The Honey Dripper. Started off with a classic slice of Earl Hooker with one called Rockin' Wild. He cut that in Chicago with A.C. Reed on the sax and Johnny Big Moose Walker on the organ. Earl Hooker plays his typically fluid and smooth lead guitar lines to great rockin' support. Recorded May 1961 for the Chief label in Chicago. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, we're stepping beyond the boundaries of blues and R&B to bring you the special tribute to the Hammond B3 organ. Coming up next, we'll hear a few more hits and a few more rarities. We'll hear from T-Bone Walker. Again, this features an unknown keyboard player. We'll hear a Billboard chart hit from Dave Baby Cortez, one called Rinky Dink, a great little rocker from Booker T and the MGs, a real rarity from J.C. Davis, and kicking things off will be one by Tommy Tucker. This was yet another Billboard hit to prominently feature an organ, one called High Heel Sneakers. That one's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight. Put on your boxing gloves in case some fool might wanna find. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your weak hat on your head.
One, two, three, go. Woman, acting a fool over me. I don't want no jealous woman acting a fool over me. When she carry out with her mama, I'm afraid to go to sleep. If I look at another woman, might get stabbed in the back. Look at another woman, I might get stabbed in the back. I shook hands with my old girlfriend, she gave me a heart attack.
All right, great stuff there from a Texas blues legend, T-Bone Walker. That one comes from a one-off session he did for the Modern Record label in 1964 from a recording date held in Chicago. The personnel on this is completely unknown, although the keyboard player certainly delivers a spirited performance. This was from a three-year period that saw a lull in T-Bone's recording activity, and the session is a real standout all the way around. From October 1964, Jealous Woman from T-Bone Walker. Before that, we heard another top 10 R&B hit to feature an organ, this time Rinky Dink from Dave Baby Cortez. This one was cut for the Chess Brothers in 1962 and borrowed the guitar riff from Mickey and Sylvia's Love is Strange, cut a half a dozen years previous to this. The tune was also adopted as the theme song for a Saturday afternoon TV program devoted to wrestling over in the UK. In addition to Rinky Dink, Dave Cortez also had another huge top 10 hit, which we'll hear coming up in the second half. Booker T and the MGs before that with a great rockin' instrumental, one called Can't Be Still. With their distinctive sound, they lent backing support to countless records on the Stax imprint and the organ and guitar-led instrumentals of Booker T. Jones and Steve Cropper, respectively, are still popular all these years later. From 1964, Can't Be Still by Booker T and the MGs. Another 45 RPM rarity before that, J.C. Davis with one called Fesnecki. He cut that for the Chess Brothers up in Chicago sometime during the fall of 1963, featuring the harmonica work of Walter Horton. Just to confuse matters a little, it was alternately issued under the title Pesnecki and appeared in the Chess Master Books as Frankie. And thanks to some sleuthing by Chicago blues expert Scott Dirks, we've since been informed that it was a made-up word used by blues and R&B DJ Al Benson to describe an attractive young woman. File that one under, you'll learn something new every day. From 1963, J.C. Davis with Fesnecki. Started off with Tommy Tucker and one of his most identifiable tunes, High Heel Sneakers. Yet another R&B hit to feature an organ, it enjoyed a run of 11 weeks on the Billboard charts, topping out at number 11 in the spring of 1964. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, we're moving and grooving to the classic sounds of the Hammond B3 organ in blues, R&B, jazz, pop, and soul. If you have a topic you'd like us to tackle, want to make a comment on one of our previous shows, or you just want to say hello, we'd love to hear from you. Drop us a line at bluesunlimited@gmail.com. Blues Unlimited, the radio show, is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, on the web at prx.org. And we'll have a lot more great music for you coming up right after this break. ¶¶